Now he says, I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. Now this is important to see. For he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. That's the unique fact of this age in which we're living. The Holy Spirit was in the world before Pentecost, but on the day of Pentecost, he indwelt believers. That was the thing that was new. Now he says, I'll not leave you comfortless. And the word comfortless is orphanoi. He says, I'll not leave you orphans. I'm coming to you. And that is in the person of the Holy Spirit. Now verse 20 we looked at a moment ago, but notice he says, at that day, what day is that? Ye shall know that I'm in the Father. That's the day you and I are living in. That was the day that began with Pentecost. And ye in me, and I in you. That's the most profound statement that you'll find in the Gospel of John, or in the Bible, or anywhere. No philosopher can plumb the meaning of that expression. Yet a six-year-old child could take each one of those words, their monosyllabic words, and tell you the meaning of each one of them. Ye in me. What is that? My friend, that's salvation. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be in Christ, and I in you. And that's Christian living down here. One is your position, the other is your practice down here. Is Christ living in you? Paul says, Christ liveth in me, the life I now live in the flesh. Now will you notice verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Don't tell me you love Christ and you're not obeying him. You're not. He's making it clear here. This should be read very carefully, and I regret I can't. I must get to the end of this chapter. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I love him, and I'll manifest myself unto him. Now Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? What he's saying here is, Lord, this is wonderful to be here and hear you say these things, but have you forgotten the world? This is the first missionary, by the way. Now, what the Lord Jesus says to him is this, in the rest of this chapter. He says, Judas, I haven't forgotten the world. I'm thinking of the world. The reason that I've called you apostles in here and are giving you this truth is that you might take it to the world in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because I'm thinking of the world. I haven't forgotten the world. But this is the only way that this can be gotten out and out of the world is through you. And John was there in the upper room. And see, he's given us all of this. Now he says to them here that the Holy Spirit, he'll teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance. And he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. This is the glorious, wonderful peace that comes to the heart of those that are fully yielded to the Lord Jesus. And therefore those, because he says, if ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And then the last verse, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. And now he says, arise, let us go hence from here. Now he says he's not going to talk very much more with them, and he didn't. But that the prince of this world was coming, he'd have another siege with Satan. And I believe that took place in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then he'd go to the cross for the sins of the world, and the Holy Spirit would come into the world. And I trust even right now that he's making the Lord Jesus real to each one of you.